mom like, yo, I give you a time with him, cause I'm crying. I ain't gonna lie. Nah, I'm crying and shit. Simone, come out. Simone, come out. So you know this nigga light skin. Just look at Simone and look at what she wearing. That nigga balls. That nigga balls was black as fuck. And he just like this.
The nigga serious said, call me to say, like, yo, the nigga ain't look good. The nigga's like, yo, nice. That nigga pulls black as fuck.
Yo, you already know who it is. All right, y'all want me to sound like a radio host or what?
Yeah.
Yo, that shit was crazy. That was great. Yo, let me tell you, one day when I really put these stories on paper, this shit gonna blow, bro. Just think about what I've been doing all night. This shit is real stories we have. Do y'all understand that this is really true family stories? Like, this is real shit, bro. And one day when we really fucking get together like this and put this shit together... Documented, or even we sketched the scene, like that story right there. Imagine we cartoon that shit or some shit. Like, yo, we killing the game. Nobody never heard, right? You never heard a nigga say, yo, my man's in a coma. My man's in a coma, but the first shit you look at is balls. Nigga, this shit is real stories, bro. We really gotta fucking get together. We got some shit on our hands, for real. And then you got Dice the cartoon.
Yo, how you doing?
Like, we gotta really get this shit together. And we only letting time pass. But real shit, this is a great time. We together. Let's kill this podcast. But we gotta meet more often. And we gotta fucking put this shit down as visuals. I'm talking about it, but we gotta make it really happen, man. We got fucking stories for days.
I didn't
even tell half yet. Like, I can keep going, but we'll never get into the podcast. But it's good to save some for the next time. Feel me?
Right.
It's playing. It's ready right now.
Yeah.
So you was recording?
Yeah. You better. We got it.
We got it.
Happy B Day and digging.
Happy B Day.
Yo.
Stupid. That was when I got clapped on.
Huh?
That's when I got clapped on.
Oh no.
You don't remember that, Donovan in the gym, bro?
Oh, you big bitch?
Oh, yeah, I remember when the nigga came back and told me. Said nigga clap, some nigga Russ said nigga clap, now.
First,
I think that was the beginning of the end of the basketball train.
That was a fight, facts.
That beat set it off, B.
I thought he did that already.
Nah, that ain't going on, man. That was the prequel.
All right, thank you everybody for tuning in to the Road to Victory podcast. January 2023. We only had to do this right. My brother, Aunt Diggity. How old are you?
I'll be 35.
Trey 5, 35 years old. 35 years old. Let me tell you something. He grew up in one of the hardest projects in New York City.
Wow.
Hardest projects in New York City. Eden Wall. Ooh, wee. I came from South Carolina, and I thank God for every person in this room that accepted me to be a part of this family, this brotherhood that we have. Let me tell you something. Eden Wall ain't an easy place to grow up in, but sitting here 20 years later, and seeing everybody here standing strong, standing tall, 10 toes down, is a beautiful thing. In the words of Drake, nigga, we made it. So I need y'all to make some noise for my brother, the host of To The Road To Victory podcast, and Diggity.
You said beat out me?
Hey, yo. Nah, yo, blind boss. I know your ears better than mine, nigga. Blind boss. Blind boss, what did you hear? What did you hear?
Yo, we not playing what do you mean, dog?
Oh, you said it. I thought you said it.
I said it. D.I.B.
Oh, I know you said beat my meat. I was about to go right in that nigga bathroom. I've been horny all night. Just to rail that, boy.
This is why we hooked up. This is why I haven't let you host, man. Oh,
so I just really host. Mean. You think I'll be at work, man? You think I love this meat, dog? What you been around the way? Let me see you. It's just really me.
I did not say beat you all.
Really shit live. You really had a word with that
on story to God.
Yo, what up, world? And Diggity Road to Victory.
Yeah, I like this nigga never been here. Yo, T died, boy. Yo, you just got here, shit, boy. T
died. That's my boy, B dot. That's my boy.
T died.
B dot. That's good, man. All right, all right. That's my boy.
Hey, what's up, big bro?
Anything good? How you doing?
Beat up.
It's not playing, right?
Yes. Yes.
So my fault, y'all. Yo, we doing a podcast. Yes, got you. All right. So bet. So that part that was the intro was edited already.
Yeah.
All right.
You was live.
That beginning part?
Just now, before he walked in.
Even with him in the hospital and shit?
No, after that. When you saying name, about
Oh, this shit been on.
That shit hot.
Hot.
It's
hot.
It's
hot.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. Right. So don't be talking about joints.
All right. What was on right now?
Yeah.
All right, so bet. All right, check this out, everybody. Thanks for listening. Road to Victory podcast. I know y'all usually listening to Diggity Voice, but check this out. This is a special edition for his birthday. He get to sit back tonight and relax, and we're going to go around and have a good time and ask some questions, answer some questions, tell some stories, and have a good time. And I know he wasn't expecting this, but we all popped up and surprised him on his birthday, because you know what, he means a lot to each and every one of us. And no matter what we had planned today, we all fucking said fuck that, we're going to Diggity's house. And I appreciate everybody for coming through, and I'm sure that Aunt Diggity appreciates you all too. So right now I just want to say that 2004-5, when I met like everybody,
like 2001.
2002, like 03. Nah, so I want to call this 20 years.
I was in eighth grade when you came.
But I was still in Coney. I ain't know everybody. Like, when did I officially, like, really?
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember, I wasn't really.
Probably like 2003.
Like, that's three.
When I used to go to Coney Island every weekend.
Right. That nigga had the.
Oh, come on, that's what we doing tonight.
Yeah. Right.
That nigga was just watching
Nick,
y'all niggas.
Nick.
That nigga was watching y'all coming back telling y'all stories.
So I have my leg up. No, I'm serious.
Nigga, every.
Niggas, I used to rob bikes. Come on, nigga, I'm that rider.
Everything I did, he came back to Eden Wall like, yo, this is what I did this weekend. Like, yo, and back then we ain't even had the word cap. So it was like, what did we used to tell him? It wasn't no cap. Like, let's go back. That's crazy, right? You fronting, right? Alright, so we all agreed here as True Family TF. 20 years in the making. Perfect time to do this. Ed Diggity birthday, 20 years. So like I said, Anthony is the reason.
Anthony.
Right. You wait, you nigga. Did Ellen call you Aunt Diggity, nigga? Yo, nah, get the fuck. Did Brooke call you Ellen? Nah, Brooke did not say Aunt Diggity. Right. Yo, Brooke said Anthony Anderson. Nah, we ain't gonna do that. Because you know you got those fans too. But nah, real talk. Anthony pulled us all together, a.k.a. Aunt Diggity. Because you wasn't even Aunt Diggity yet. So I am actually doing it right. You wasn't Anthony. You wasn't Aunt Diggity when you introduced us.
What I was before Aunt Diggity.
BFN.
Aunt Boogie, remember?
Aunt
Boogie.
This mic
is
on.
Yeah, it's on.
What the lights.
Backwards, that's what.
Okay. Cool. So boom. So what was your name before Aunt Diggity?
Aunt Boogie.
Aunt Boogie, Aunt Boogie. That's funny. Because I when I was in South Carolina, my name was Benigga. My name is Benigga. I moved to Coney Island, started rapping and shit. Like, oh, be serious. Shit, remember? South Carolina was a racist state, nigga. My real name is Bernard. It was like, yo, Benigga. And I'm thinking that shit cool. Meanwhile, Sarah and them niggas like, I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not trying to get shot. But so the funniest shit I remember, like, yo, Blonde Boss, Rel, Ty, fucking Ibrahim, Dice, all y'all, Kaya, Chuck, Miracle, all y'all was just always together. Y'all all came to the crib, and I came from South Carolina. I went to Coney Island, and you guys all accepted me with open arms. And I was all through Aunt Diggity. And one thing I can say is Anthony's a lovable guy. And one thing that changed our life was when we started making music and things like that. And that's when we can we keep this real or can I gotta be fake?
Be real, brother.
All right. So before True Fan, what was our name? GBC. That's what I said. Can we keep it real? We was GBC first. Gang bang click.
I'm married.
That's what I wanted to know. A lot of y'all niggas married in here now. So this the one you won't share on Facebook? Y'all support Ant, but not this episode. So before True Fan, we was GBC, gang bang click. Yo, we missing Raheem right now. Missing right. Rodgers got out of jail. Wow. Rodgers got out of jail. Oh, shit. All she heard was gang, bang, click. Wife said that shit in slow motion. Gang, bang, click. And Ty Kim hit him on the shoulder like, yeah, nigga, yeah. Slow motion. The wife, all they see is slow. Yeah, nigga, yeah. He's killing that shit. And Rel like this. Yo, we should have went live with this too. We should have had a live on Instagram. Nah, we should have went live on Instagram. But yeah, so we was GBC, yo. Y'all remember how the GBC shit started? We was on a basketball court. We was playing a fucking basketball game, right? These girls came over and all that. And rest in peace to
One girl.
Rest in peace to dude that threw the sneakers down the.
That wasn't until later. I remember the name.
You know,
that bought the bitch.
Smooth.
I knew who bought the bitch.
Was it smooth? He threw her shit down the center arena. Shit. Yeah, disrespect that bitch. Yeah. Threw her shit down. Right. All right. How y'all leaving? Yo, Dre, take it easy.
Love you too, brother. Yo, Nikki, I gotta inspect your to-go plate.
this nigga's stupid. Nigga Dice got tickets, raffle tickets to the same shit. Yo, I'm glad we ain't got this shit live. They be like, this niggas ain't drink champ. This nigga got a pint of Henny. Oh, shit. Look, this nigga got a half a pint of Henny. He got a half a pint of Henny. But yeah, so back to the story. So Shorty came over with one girl and shit.
Nigga, this don't give a fuck no more. Nigga, got the Hennessy on the table now, nigga.
So remember that. So remember, yo, this was Sprint. When niggas had that Sprint phone, that flip Sprint phone.
Yeah,
y'all
was just.
The camera?
Niggas had the camera. Yo, if you had that Sprint, right? No camera. You had to pay extra $5 for 7 o'clock, extra $5 for fucking, like, remember it was 9 o'clock, but pay extra five, 7 o'clock. Pay extra five for this much pixels, pay extra five. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Pay five, yeah,
So Diggity Mom, the only person had the city job. Niggas grabbed that burgundy LG shit, opened that shit up, that Sprint up. This shit mad mooky as fuck. But you remember when we first opened that shit? That nigga Raheem was killing that shit. Raheem, nah, don't front, nigga. Raheem was killing. Raw Dog Rod. Niggas call that nigga Raw Dog Rod. Yo, Raheem just came home, son. Call that nigga Raw Dog Rod.
Let's call that nigga.
I'm about to call right now.
Oh, shit.
Somebody call that nigga.
You got FaceTime?
Yeah, I'm about to call.
Oh, shit. And let's see.
Honorary mention. Happy belated birthday to my nigga T.
Happy belated birthday to T. Word, my fault, T.
Nigga I seen take,
happy belated birthday.
Take the car and put it through a project.
That's a fact.
Hey, I got that.
First nigga I seen do it.
Yeah.
He just did it, nigga.
Yeah, he's got me on that one.
Yeah.
Nigga must have been drumming since six.
Yo.
That's all I do.
Yo! Yo, Rod. Yo, Rod. Yo, check this. We doing a podcast. Pause. No homo. I got you. Your lips on the mic, right? No, the mic right here. So, yo, before TF, we was GBC. What that stood for? We doing a trivia.
Oh, that was gang bang click.
Yeah, we live right now, bro. We just had to, yo, listen, welcome home, man. But we just want to make sure that you up to date with what's going on. So, what type of phone was that recording on?
Damn, that was that. It'd be like a Sidekick or something, man. Or, that was Ann phone. Ann had a.
His mother phone. It was a flip phone. Was it your phone?
Yeah, it was fresh.
It was your phone.
Yeah.
It was your phone, nigga. It was fresh phone. It was a flip. It was a flip phone.
It wasn't fresh.
It was like a wrong day.
Like hot, nigga.
Yo, the crate. Yo, crate. Yo. Crazy.
Shut the fuck up.
The crazy.
Yeah,
I'll wait
for the police.
These niggas wild.
All that shit.
Fresh right there. Bro, we got everybody. Yo, Blind Bo.
Oh, my
name is Blind Bo. T. Dot. Terrence. Look at Terrence, man.
Junior high school.
Look at T, man.
Yo, man.
Miracle.
Nigga,
Granada, baby. Nessa.
Yo. What's up?
Yeah. Yo, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. You violated though, bro. Cause Nessa and Simone, they was young and shit. They opened that phone up. they opened that phone up. They was like 11 and 10, nigga. They was like, yo, who dick that is? Yo, they was young as a bitch. They went to use the phone. They was like, yo, who dick that is? I'm like, yo, come on, bro. That shit had me mad as fuck, boy. Now he seen T Dot. They said show him Terrence, how big Terrence is.
Good, man.
Big T, man. You like a grown ass man. What's going on, kid?
Flip, man, my B day was yesterday. I'm 25 now, man. It's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Man, grown now.
That nigga 25. Blueface turned 26 yesterday and looked 36. That bitch Christine Rock stressing him the fuck out, boy. But yeah, T Dog. Yeah, hold on, bro. Diggity want to holler at you. We live right now.
Yo, what up, Rob? Diggity, good looking. You still got that fucking Luigi mustache. Yo, nah, but real
talk. He's coming off my head with this.
Got this shit here like I had it so everybody could hear his responses. It's too late now, nigga.
I gotta catch you up on
everything. Nigga gonna say take two. Say everything you said all over. What the fuck?
Word, we gotta get a bag together too,
nigga. Nah, don't be fucking selling no tickets, nigga. Nah, Diggity talking about let's get a bag. I'm talking to Diggity. Thank you, Rod. Yo, Rod, good looking, bro. Yo, good looking, bro. This nigga think it's old. He trying to go. Yo, you wildin', bro. Yo, we got to get a bag. Like, you ain't trying to hit that shit in front of us. You wildin', bro. This nigga wildin'.
So I got access to Ellen.
Yo, you 60 days in, nigga.
Nigga said 60
days
in.
No, you, nigga.
Oh, me?
Talking about, yo, we gonna get this bag. trying to set that nigga up. You 60 days in. Trying to see if he agree with it again. What's up, bro? All jokes aside. I know we like to keep the shit. Yo, real shit, all jokes aside, man. That's what's up. Keep your fucking ass out, bro. You miss too many years. There's a lot of catching up to do. And look, nigga. And out of all these years, look, niggas is still here, nigga. We family, bro. So definitely, we were just talking about shit with stories and shit.
Oh, shit.
I got some stories with your ass, nigga. I got some story with your ass. This nigga, yo, Blonde Boss know about the Boom Boom Room. Look. The boom. Look, I told y'all I can go around this fucking room right now. Yo, Blonde Boss, the Boom Boom Room got stories. Yo, you already know, my G.
Another embarrassing beat moment.
Nah, I can go around this room with stuff. I ain't even get to the Boom Boom Room. We saw life and we just created our own Boom Boom Room. But we're going to say that for part two one day. And you got to be here for those Boom Boom Room stories.
You know that shit, man. Be serious.
Yes, sir. Yo, stay up, man.
Yo, love you too, man. Yo, somebody text me Rob number, man.
Yeah, I got you, yo.
All right, bro, be easy.
All right, one.
All right, back to the podcast.
Well, your shit on 5%, boy.
It's all right.
You got one Facebook look at. You look at Facebook one more time. Press one reel, nigga. One reel, that 5% gone, boy. All right, so how the fuck did we get back in? Damn, so you gonna edit that?
Yeah.
Nigga was just talking to me. Where the fuck we left off? All right.
Nah, I'll wrap it up. We can keep that.
You can edit that?
Yeah, I'll
take it.
Hold on, I
got a
story. Let me get it.
Oh. Ooh, Chuck about to dive in. Oh.
So my intro to the group was, I know Gus. Gus said, yo, pull up to the block one day. I pulled up.
Hey, buddy, who got an Android on the
block? Said, I pull up to the block. And it's like everybody sitting on the goddamn stoop, bro. It's like on the bench. It's like everybody sitting on the bench. From Bills. I met Bills the first time there. Sirius going in and out the crib. He just loud and everybody's like, yo, this the man right here.
When you first met me?
When I first met you, man. So, all right, my memorable story from it is that this is Kaya's New Year's party.
Oh, shit.
And me and Ed is chilling outside. He like, yo, I got to go pick up something. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? Everybody's on the inside. Everybody's already here. You ain't got to pick up. Nah, I got to go to the train and go pick up something. We walked to the train station on 225th. And Ant literally, just walking by, pulls two girls, walk into some other party, walk around the way. So Ant don't know these girls from Adam. You know, he sit there and spit a nice little joke. They giggle and have it, and then he was in. So one of the girls was like, yo, I'm going to head to the party. The other girl was like, oh, no, I'll kick it and see what's up. Now, I don't know if you know about our New Year's party, but our New Year's party is a phenomenon.
Right.
We've had some crazy nights in them. So on this New Year's itself, we had the pole in the back. We just installed the portable pole. So,
portable.
Right. Right, so they got the lights going, the portable pole, and me and just walked from the train station and invited somebody to our party. I swear to you not, Shorty walked in 2 minutes, saw the party, was having a good time, saw the pole, and I haven't seen that Shorty since. But Ed brought it from straight from the train station to the party.
I said, I'm not going into the party if I can't bring something to the party.
Yo, that's dope, Chuck. So listen, tonight, like I said, it's a diggity celebration. Yo, who next up? Who next up for a story? Who got a diggity story? You got one, Kai? On deck?
I got mad stories.
Give us one. Let's go. Fresh next up. Let's go. We gonna tell diggity stories. This was about his birthday. Let's tell some stories.
We're telling embarrassing stories, right? We not
let's do it. Let's do it.
It's whatever.
He said it's right, free boom. Game, yo.
So you know Linda sleep like a bear. Right? So her crib was a party spot at night. So she go to sleep, her crib was the party every night. I had a chick slide through. Nigga let me spank it on the bed. All right? Nigga gonna knock on the door like, yo, you good? I'm like, yeah. Nigga poke his head in the room though, like, yo, you good? You sure? I'm like, yo, why?
I didn't know if you needed help or not.
Nigga leave, keep dogging it. Nigga come back, poke his head back in the room. Like, yo, do me a favor. Lift up her butt cheek and pass me the remote. This nigga come from around the corner. This nigga come from around the wall. This nigga got his pants on his ankle standing in his drawers. Like, yo. This nigga diggity, bro. I could keep going, dude. You want me one more?
Yeah.
One more. When I had the free crib.
Oh, man.
You already know this nigga changed my life that day, bro. Nigga had the free. Niggas had some chicks over. Nigga said he finger popped shorty. And we was young, so you niggas is open. Nigga
like, ooh.
Nigga like, yo, smell my finger. That shit smell like straight ass. Like, he said, his finger on her butt. Like, there was no way. Yo, I ain't never smell a finger after that in my life, bro. I swear to God, I love you. You changed my life that day. You honorable nigga.
Yo,
never ever did that.
Yo,
shit.
They was. Yo, yeah. Yo, I'm not even gonna say. Yo, they. Yo, they argue with me. That's not the vagina. They argue with me. It was like, yo, that is not the vagina, bro.
Fresh, it's your turn, Fred.
Oh, shit.
You going yet? Let's go, Fred.
Damn, yo. Shit. Y'all niggas know. It's so, I got so many stories with this nigga, man. My motherfucking cousin. We've been chilling since 5. I don't know. But I got one story in particular. 2010. I was staying uptown with this nigga. I guess nobody else was around. He said, yo, Fresh, you want to come with me to some girl crib? I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I ain't going to say no. Plus, I ain't going to let him go by himself. Because it's first time. He's like, yo, we're going to Harlem somewhere. All right, I'm from Brooklyn. I don't know uptown streets like that, so I don't know what project. I don't know where we going. I don't even know if Diggity know where the hell we was going.
And he lived in.
And he lived in. Yeah, he from uptown. So, babe, we go. This is the first time we meet this chick. All right, we go upstairs. She like, yo, come upstairs to the crib. We go upstairs. We go all out. We probably went like to the last floor type shit. I don't know where we was at. But we go to the crib. It's mad people in the crib. Some girls there, whatever. Some other dudes there. She's like, yo, you got weed? Because, you know, Diggity was the plug at the time. She's like, yeah. You know, he like, yeah, I got bud. I'm roll up. Like, yeah, go ahead. Roll up. Yeah. I'm like, all right. They're going to smoke this nigga weed. And she's going to kick the nigga out type shit or whatever. I already know. So we rolling up. And she like, yo, my nigga, you said you could rap, right? He like, yeah. Now, y'all know Diggity. Diggity nice. Diggity can rap. Instead of spitting his shit, this nigga go spit somebody else's shit. Shout out to my man Glory. For Cordy Allen.
Glory Live.
He
had that ill shit.
Glory had the craziest flow I ever heard from somebody from the hood type shit, right? The nigga started the line with like, no, realistically, I don't even know. I'm not even gonna try to.
It would be a tragedy.
Niggas trying to battle me.
Because I'm a problem like Cassidy.
Cassidy
personality.
I'm the truth, really, actually. Some shit like. Anyway, y'all niggas know the verse. That's how hot this shit is, right? That's how hot this shit is. Niggas know the verse. That's how hot this shit is.
It'll be a tragedy and casualties. Niggas try to battle me because I'm a problem like Cassidy, split personality. Reality is this. I'm the shit, really, actually. Your bubbles lace, it had to be. Throw that to your majesty. Let me catch my breath and notice I'm the.
This shit is hard.
Niggas, I never throw jabs. My flow is like a joke, face, a body, bro.
Get that Maserati, though. It's 03, bro.
This shit is hard. Niggas still remember this shit 20 years later. This nigga Diggity spits that shit and fucks up. They was looking at this nigga like, what the fuck?
They like, that's your shit?
They said, yo, bro, you gotta be the, it's like, you gotta be the worst rapper. I thought we was gonna die. I didn't think we was gonna even make it out the crib. They're like, nah, y'all gotta dip. After that, I'm like, yo, bro, why would you spit the hardest shit ever? That's not even your shit.
Right.
You got so many bars that you got, but you gonna go choose somebody else's shit. And that shit wasn't even like, yo, on the scale of like 1 to 5, 1 to 10. That shit was like a 7, 8 as far as the shit started with Tragically, Casualty. Like the nigga fucked up the first two bars. It was over. She was like, wait, nah.
Problem like Cassidy split personalities. God damn, this is an 03 though.
Yeah, and that shit, that was the funniest shit. Cause I'm like, yo, Ann, don't ever invite me nowhere with some girls you know by yourself ever again. I don't think I ever went with Ann anywhere ever again.
Yo, great story, yo.
That was the funniest
shit. Who next up, Rao, you ready?
Hey, yo.
You got one, Rao, you got one?
Oh, man. None of y'all niggas could beat us in bars, I swear to God.
Me and Raymond used to cook y'all niggas, boy.
Yo, I love when niggas
y'all lying
on the podcast. Me and Raymond used to cook y'all niggas.
We're not lying on
Me
the podcast.
Me and Fresh used to cook y'all
we're
niggas.
We're not lying on the podcast.
Every time we went to Eden Wall from Brooklyn, me and
we're
Raymond cooked y'all.
We're not lying on the podcast, B. Where's Elle's at? Where's that?
Oh, yeah. L's a witness, though.
Yeah.
L's a witness.
Yeah. What?
L's a witness.
My nigga, me, L's, Diggity. Y'all niggas. Trash.
You L's.
Y'all niggas was fool.
You L's.
Y'all niggas was
me, him, and Raymond, we used to come from Coney Island, busty ass Eden Wall, and have to take the long ass ride back to Coney Island.
But nah, that's a lot, man. High school was wild. Yeah. I used to come in the crib. Y'all niggas.
How we pause this so I can pee? I know Riega didn't do it on drinking.
They added the pee out.
When they be like, y'all got him. Yeah. Him and DJ, yeah, F and them. Damn. Yeah. All right, go ahead. I'm going to leave the door open and listen.
First of all, B used to watch wild porn in the morning, you weirdo. You fucking weirdo. If niggas getting ready for school, you watching porno.
Yo, B.
King of the internet websites.
Yo,
I was like, Black Planet?
The
fuck is Black Planet, nigga?
Yo, B, you remember when Reggie came to the crib, saw the computer screen? So, and that's what was
in that. Which one of y'all niggas put that shit on that screen? Was that you, Ed, or you, man? Which one of y'all niggas?
Yo, you remember that blog?
Yeah.
Reggie came in. Yo, nigga Castro came in.
He was like, let me use your computer.
No funny shit.
Which one of y'all niggas cut that shit at your screen?
First time I go to Coney Island, nigga. First time ever. 2 or 3 hour ride. I go to Fresh House. This nigga got porno stuck in his TV. What the fuck is
that shit
wrong
did not
with
come
y'all?
Out.
What's wrong with you niggas,
that
bro?
That shit was specifically set up for that room. That shit would not come out.
I was always ready. But nah, this about my nigga Ann Diggity. Let me get back to
yo,
the story.
That's hilarious,
bro. A lot, man. Shit. Ant was my bodyguard when I was ready to kill niggas on East Chester and shit that night. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember.
Who was
that
drunk
shit.
Off the Ray and Nephew and shit?
The Ray and Nephew.
What else? Damn.
You put the liquor in the Kool-Aid, the family Kool-Aid.
Yo!
Oh, man. We went to school. I'm like, Thomas is like 4.
Yo. Oh, damn, what happened? Though?
Yo, what? This nigga spiked you.
Nigga spiked the family Kool-Aid, bro.
Got the KFC story.
Oh, yeah.
When the private house niggas came after us.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, yo, you know what? I'm going to do a 40 Deuce story. Ooh. I'm gonna do a 40 Deuce story because nigga used to go downtown 80 deep and broke, nigga.
No we was bored, boy.
One nigga got like $20, $40. Nigga gotta look out for everybody. Gotta look out.
You get a dollar.
Don't let niggas go to McDonald's, boy.
So I'm gonna get the fun pass and y'all two gonna jump.
Don't let niggas go to McDonald's because niggas gonna be pounding that nigga, standing around him.
And but 40, and yo, 40 look, dudes, 40 dudes McChickens was like $4 back then on 40 dudes.
Damn, and I don't remember this bitch's name. I don't know if you remember when I was say the story.
The one from Staten Island?
Oh!
The bitch that we met like 3, 4 in the morning? Yeah, it was all you. Three of us.
It was us three.
Yeah.
She had the Kool-Aid pants. That's what you call
it.
He has two, please.
Yo, bro.
She had the Kool-Aid pants.
Right? First of all, it was like 3 in the morning, nigga. Everything was like rerouted.
And like, hold on, not to cut you off. This is before cell phones. So I left the crib like, oh, you leaving the crib right now? I am leaving the crib right now.
Yo, bro.
That's before a cell
we used
phone,
to have to
bro.
Be like, yo, meet me on 14th Street, Union Square in the middle of the platform.
Yo, bro, the last shit. Part.
Yo, last part. Yo, that ass. Before cell phone, you was meeting on the
that
last
shit was
part.
So trash, bro.
That shit was ass, bro. No
and
phone.
You was waiting
yo,
for dumb long.
Fucking point,
waiting
man.
For mad long,
great
bro.
Great point, yo. She was coming from the E train.
Oh, my God. I hated y'all niggas, man. Because if you like sleep, you cannot be with these niggas.
Yo,
if you like sleep, you cannot be with these. I swear to God, bro.
Up all night.
It's 3 in the morning. Niggas just waiting around like 40 dudes for a bitch coming from Staten Island. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Ain't nobody touching this bitch tonight.
That bitch seasick from the ferry. Yo.
And we met that
bitch. Time of night, nigga.
And we met that bitch for like 20 minutes, nigga.
Yo.
We met that bitch for like 20 minutes.
She was supposed to come back uptown.
Nah, dude.
And then she's late.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was nasty.
She had the tropical punch flavor,
too. New Year's
like, she just bust them niggas' right. Walls
yeah.
Shit.
I don't even have one specific story.
Yo, Rao, good job, Rao. Rao, good job, Rao.
Appreciate you.
Everything
nah,
is pretty
yo,
much
is fire, yo.
A
yo,
fucking lifestyle. Like, you know, only time. Nigga I could call at 2 a.m. on some shit and like, yo, be pulling up to a bar somewhere. It don't matter. Nigga has something to do every time. Like, we done went to fucking strip clubs on the random.
Right.
Fucking baseball games on some like, yo, nigga just left me ticket. You trying to pull up?
Nigga, you had them Raheem tickets. Ain't no random shit, nigga. You got front row sitting with the managers and shit.
Every time
you, you remember the Hot 97 concert?
That's a fact.
That was lit.
Last minute. How did we even get into
yo,
that shit,
yo, they said
bro?
We couldn't get in.
And we, like, you just, did you make up, like, a DJ's name or just said you knew him some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, I was like, yo, I do security.
My bad. This is about to be totally left field. This is about to be totally left field. Was it me and you that seen Kevin Hart live on P. Diddy shit and Swiss called us? And we went
to
that
penthouse shit, but we got there late, my nigga. That was yeah.
Everybody
else
though?
Yeah.
Anybody else? It was just us.
It was just that was it.
Nigga, we watching Kevin Hart and them on live. He did like we live. Swiss, our nigga Swiss
real.
Is the nigga on the camera. Nice.
This nigga's million for real.
Texting us.
Nigga
Swiss like yo, pull up. Swiss like yo, pull up.
But that shit.
Swiss told me and him to pull up.
That was the same. You remember the viral clip
what
where
hotel
Shorty
was
that? Came on fire?
What hotel was it? Oh yeah, Shorty hair caught on fire.
It was that same night.
Shorty hair caught on fire.
When her shit caught on fire in the pool,
that's crazy.
Kevin Hart and Trey Song.
Oh,
and it should have been viral. It was that same night.
That's wild.
Yo, Fred, I never told you that?
Nah.
Yo, me and this nigga, they fucking just, like, Swiss, like, yo, pull up.
Yeah.
Diddy shit. Kevin Hart, shit. We watching it, I can't say live, because it was something that was streaming, though. Was it?
At that time, that had to be like 2011, 2012.
The Super Bowl or something?
The World no, Star. They was having a party.
Maybe.
And remember Shorty hair?
That did. It was no Instagram live.
That nigga
time.
Told us pull up. We pulled up to the hotel, nigga. We got upstairs, remember?
I didn't think we was going first.
We got upstairs, nigga. But guess what? Y'all ready?
That was a single party done.
That shit was over.
Nobody.
But they, yo, we was going to go, boy, I
I was gonna be a
but it's shit like that. It's, y'all niggas is made to be cousins, honestly. Because I can link up with this nigga 12 o'clock after he get off work or whatever. We gonna go grab some. About 3 o'clock, Fresh gonna hit niggas up. Like, yo, I'm gonna pull up and really pull up at 4 in the morning. Serious pull up 4:30. Smack. Ready to turn shit up. Like,
at the Iron Bar. At the Iron Bar.
Worry, I had a couple of them nights with this nigga too.
Simone, you good?
Yeah.
I'm just checking on you.
Damn. Nah, I got too many. Even the night we went out for your birthday, what club was that? Over on the, that's when you ran into his cousin. That same night. Oh,
that was, Spring Street.
See, somewhere around there.
The South Side. That was the South Side. Yeah.
You just have a million relationships everywhere you go, bro. And that holds us down so many times. Like, I've been out so many times with you, and Nick just got in on some smooth shit just because you kicked up a combo with something like that or you knew somebody from somewhere.
I can't drink. I used to drink.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I will drink for you.
Eat breezy.
I will drink
you
for you.
You up, my nigga?
When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
I'm up.
Yo, that was Ty. Yo, next up, E Breezy, Ibrahim, aka E Breezy. Let's go, E Breezy.
Hold up, I got these niggas, Breezy. Let that bitch breathe.
Let's go, Breezy. Breezy said, I got it from here.
This is, story for Edge.
Yeah. Birthday edition, let's go, birthday edition.
Shit, I had a high school story for Edge.
Oh, shit.
I was sitting in class, the teacher came in, was like, came in the class, said, can I borrow you for a sec? Come to the classroom with me. Come with me for a sec. I was like, what's wrong? He said, just look at my classroom and look at Ant and tell me what's wrong.
What the fuck?
This nigga Ant was so high.
She pulled you out just to say,
out of my class.
This ain't look at this ain't look at
Miss, what you think? Like, your guess is as good as mine. What you think? Like, what you think?
Why she called you, though, out of everybody? Why she said, you, come with me. Look at it, tell me what's wrong. That shit weird, bro. That's your man. Why she called you?
Because she knew what was wrong with this nigga. Nigga stole my juice, man. Yo, it was hot as shit outside, man. I was hot as fuck. I stole that juice from the store. This nigga drunk my juice that I stole from the store.
Nigga swung on me.
It was like 95 degrees that night. It was like 95 degrees outside.
That shit funny.
He stole my juice, dog.
So the nigga swung on me. Yo, everybody was stealing from the store, bro. Everybody was stealing from the store at the same time, bro.
That shit was mayhem.
He gave me the juice. I drank the juice when he went back in the store more. I thought he was going to get him one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yo, Ibrahim, a.k.a. E. Breezy, a great fucking story. That's great fucking story, though. Let's keep it going. The Ant Diggity birthday celebration 2023. Yo, Dice, what up, Dice? Talk to me, Dice.
Oh, this nigga, so I just want to say that shit is funny.
First time I met these niggas,
walk out.
These niggas asked me if I wanted to go still. That's
it.
doing? What's good, nigga? Happy P-Day.
Bro, you scared me. What? Because you got on this big-ass mink shit. Yo, we live in the podcast. Like, we live right now, bro. Yo, Chase Benjamin. Yeah,
everybody here.
Chase Benjamin.
This shit unruly.
No rules to this shit. Yo, listen. Yo, Chase Benjamin in the fucking building. Another Coney Island. So when you talk about basketball versus Edenwald, there's a lot of Edenwald niggas in here. A lot of Edenwald niggas in here. I'm tired of that shit. I was just happy another Coney Island nigga came to defend us. He didn't even see it, but he be like, yeah, they beat your ass. He wasn't even there. Yo, Dice. Let's go, Diggity Storm.
Nah, I don't fuck with Dice, man. I broke my ankle.
How you gonna use my story?
I had to tell that before you even get to tell it, right?
Because I already know,
man. Go ahead, and tell your story. Let's hear your perspective of what happened.
I'm balling behind Sousa. I'm doing like 30, 40.
Minutes
of that. Yo, so I go up for a rebound and I landed on my fucking whole ankle. My shit go kablooka. My whole shit go kablooka. I'm like, oh, I'm out. So I see this nigga Dice. I'm like, yes. Yo, Dice, I need help to the block. I can't walk. The nigga pushed me. The nigga like, yo, get the fuck off of me, bro. And I'm like, yo, you dead ass? He's like, yo, if you touch me again, I'ma snuff you, my nigga. I was like, yo, that's fucked up. So somebody twice my size carried me to my building.
Who carried you?
A Quay from 70. Word. I think 75. Carried me to the building.
I drove you to the hospital.
Oh yeah, you drove me to the hospital. That's a fact, bro.
Nah,
but
the truth about that story is I didn't know the nigga was that hurt. You know how a nigga get hurt, you be like, get the fuck out of here. You wild right now, like you just OD'd. So then when I realized that the nigga really got help back to the block, cause I walked ahead of the nigga, I'm like, yo, I'm not even walking with this nigga. The nigga's OD'ing, bro. So he get back to the block, and the nigga like, yo, I really gotta go in the house. He was like, look at my ankle. So the nigga go inside the crib. I was like, damn. So I felt kind of bad, so I just left. So nigga, I guess he must have called Kaya. But since you stole my story, now I gotta give another one. So Ant used to always come ask me for like, so this is around the B era. When B came around with his negative fucking ways.
What the fuck?
So nigga, Ant always used to come to me asking for like advice about different things, women, chicks, jobs. I would give the nigga the best advice in the world. Nigga would go back, go talk to B. Nigga come back out the next, nah, I ain't even fucking with that.
Like, yo,
I just spoke to nigga for 30 minutes. But because B had all the slides coming, nigga was influenced by the nigga. So nigga wasn't listening to nothing I say. 2 days later, nigga like, yo, Dice, you was right. And then do the shit again. I'm like, yo, my nigga, stop asking me questions, bro. But nah, Aaron always been authentic. Man. Nigga ain't never really changed up.
Never.
You know, I think that's a lot of reason why we love you, bro.
Yeah, we love you, bro. We love you. And that's why we're doing this, because let me tell you, we even after this, bro, we're going to take pictures together, because a lot of times, nigga, the funny shit is, even though we got iPhones now, some of us. So even though we got iPhones, the Google photos and shit, the memories pop up. And I see these memories. Like, the other day was one of me and Fresh from, like, fucking 06. I don't know how the fuck that shit happened. But these memories popping up, and we got all these old-ass pictures. We got to fucking take new pictures and create new memories. New pictures, new memories. That's That's a fact. I don't have a picture with nobody in here recently. When this shit done,
we're going to take a picture in front of the building.
Yeah. We're going to be deep. All of us take a picture. We're going to find that first white nigga walking his dog.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
We're going some hate ground shit.
Yo, it's Blind Bosco. It's Blind Bosco.
Oh, word.
Well, I used to go air weed, please.
Hold on. Yo, this from his sister, Vanessa. What you got? What you said?
I said he used to have his weed in a little lockbox. He used to leave for work. I used to pinch off his shit.
Yo, all these years later,
the one hour was short.
This nigga telling people it's 2 grams is 1.37. It's 1.37 and not 2 grams because she's pinching off his weed.
Yo, Ness, I got a story about you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you remember that?
Oh, what?
Me, you, and we was in Nessa's room. Well, not Nessa's room, but the girl's room. It was like,
right.
We was probably Nikki, junior high. Yeah, we was probably like 7th grade.
The pink room.
The pink room. I think we had your CD player in there or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yo, when I say you did not want to leave until you got your CD player, you was like, yo, I'm going to break this door down.
Yeah, because we had the lock on the door.
We was dead ass. Like, nah, she ain't getting shit. You came back, you got everything. We left, bro. We went to sleep or something. I don't even know. But I know she got in there.
Blind Boss, you got one?
Yeah, I got.
Let's go, Blind Boss. Next up, Blind Boss. Yo, y'all make sure y'all go cop his book. Go cop his book.
And at dying to live.
Dying to live.
TJ Happy.
And at the end of this, we're gonna see all the
JMB Press.
There you go.
LLC.
That's all I needed. One more time.
JMBPressLLC.com.
All right, you guys, make sure you order that book, man. Support. Go ahead, Blind Boss, tell your story.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of growing up stories.
Oh, shit.
But one worst one, I think everybody don't like that, probably agree with me, is this nigga ass crack was always out.
No matter what niggas was doing.
Nigga ass crack playing Skelzies. Niggas had to move over to the other side of Skelzy boy. Playing ball every time he took them butterfly frogger shots. Always saw this nigga crack. Well, one of the best memories I got is we were still virgins at this time.
Oh, shit.
So we cut school and we had these chicks in Ant Crib. As always, Ant Crib was the spot. So it's funny how I don't even know how it happened, but ended up Ant was on one side, I was on the other side. The chick was in the middle of us, and we was both sucking on each other titties. She was jerking both of us off at the same time in her head. But the funniest part was, like, we was both finger popping her, but we was fighting each other over. over who was going finger pop much. But I love that nigga. Yeah, she was laying on her back. But I love that nigga. Because. But I love this nigga because he let me win. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I always love that nigga for that. But the reason why. I gotta hate this nigga is because I'm chilling in my crib and I get a call from him out the blue. And this nigga tell me, yo, he got a rat stuck in his motherfucking bathroom under the sink. The dead rat stuck under his tiles and shit. So I'm like, so why you call me? Like, nigga, I'm blind. So, oh shit, how that shit violate me like that?
So this nigga say, well, I figure you can't see, so you won't be able to know what it is when you pull that shit out.
You can't see.
I'm like, nigga, you already told me what the fuck it was. I guess I was the top three, all around. Those are the top three. All around,
Terrence,
love and hate.
Little brother Terrence.
Little brother T.
You got some little stories. You seen Diggy do wild shit, T.
Yeah, I definitely do, man.
Some wild shit.
Nigga. What? Nigga, I remember one morning I woke up. Shit. I'm going to the bathroom. In my sister's room, the door cracked. Nigga, I look in. Nigga, this nigga get ass. Like, nah, this nigga crazy. He's like 7, 8 years old. Nigga, I'm like, damn. He doing his thing on me. Shit.
We back, baby.
Every we
good.
All
right,
we back. Yo, great story. T Dot, yo, Miracle D Rouse,
yo.
Eden Wall, Granada, ooh, wait.
Nah, man, I'm just sitting here just listening to the stories go around. I'm just like, damn, son, it's really special moments in here. You know, I'm thinking about a story, like, to come up with. And I'm thinking about the time when I first met bro. And I can't even remember the time I met bro. It was like, he was just family, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would pull up to my cousin's spot on the block, 3C. All we used to do in there is just smoke weed, play video games, and freestyle rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like, I can think about the first time like I really met Diggity. But then I think about the time he used to tell me, it was like, he used to see me, but be intimidated because I never used to smell type shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. And I just can't fathom the fact that he was intimidated by a short guy like myself and how big he is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That just don't make no sense to me.
Every time I see you, you was fighting, man.
You know? What I'm saying? It's just like growing up in Edenwall, man. It's just, you got Granada, you got different sections. Granada, Shefflin is just like walking across the street type shit. It's all there. You know, I met him, and that was a blessing that I met him, because by me meeting him, I met this guy right here. He told y'all the story earlier about me fucking coming to his crib, Diggity's crib, just to record, bringing him his beers and shit just to fucking record before school type shit, and that's real facts. You know what I'm saying? Fast forward later, and look at us now, we're still doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I got a story, it was like, it's Blunt Boss in this too. I was putting together this fucking booth. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, I really needed help. It was like, you couldn't even imagine.
It was 2 a.m.
You couldn't imagine a fucking official-ass studio booth in a fucking project apartment type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I called, like, 2 a.m, I called Diggity. I'm like, yo, I need help putting this shit together. I done picked this shit up by myself, but I can't put all these sides together by myself. Shit is heavy. He came. Blind Boys came. God grace, we put that shit together. I think we recorded like good, like 4 or 5 tracks.
You know? This nigga was still up.
This nigga on the couch snoring. Blind Boss on the other couch sleeping. It was just history, bro. And we just gonna continue to do what we started.
That's my mom.
Police, nigga.
Word.
Oh, that's the hoodie I gave.
Isaiah, why you knocking like that, bro?
Police, Isaiah, why you did that? Yo, great story, Miracle Durell. Yo, last story but not least. I never went, my turn. Oh, smooth, let's go. Facts. Alright, yo, my fault, y'all. Yo, check this out. Yo, my son. Yo, smooth. AKA Chase Benjamin, okay. Coney Island. But this I tell you. Yo, word. Pause it. Let's take this flip.
You gotta tell the story real quick.
They won't get the flip. Let's tell yo.
I make this as quick as
straight
quick
from Coney as Island. Let's get this story real quick.
Me and Diggity talk on the phone every now and then, and every time we talk, I'm always giving him his flowers, letting him know how great of a person he is.
So he came upstairs by himself?
Yeah. You know, one of the greatest people I ever met in my life.
Come on, man.
Like, when I met Diggity, I ain't meet him as Diggity, because I'm from Brooklyn. So I met him through Fresh, and I met him as the Booty Bandit. I'm like, yo, why y'all call him the Booty Bandit? Nigga was upstairs with the portable DVD player and the Hot Flicks.
The Hot Flicks.
So I'm like, nah, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So that nigga be in Quad Room just laughing. But nah, before I started rapping, like this is probably about like 16 years ago. I'm what, 32 right now. This nigga Sirius was over there. Sirius, Quan be in the hallway holding the inbox. Sirius got the computer. These niggas is in the bathroom recording.
Making it happen.
And this nigga dropped some of the hottest 8 bars I ever heard.
Making it happen.
Surprise.
Guess who it is?
Ed Diggity here to bless you with this. Hip hop, I'm here on some
rescuing shit.
Niggas want beef. Well, how it go?
They best you with best. Yeah, man.
If you a bitch, when you're back against the wall, invest in the bricks. Take off like you could. Nothing less than a strip.
No, I ain't a bad boy.
But let's
do it big.
Yeah, to this day, that was like 17 years ago, bro. I ain't hear that shit in ages. I done seen this one dude come so far, and I'm so proud of him.
Let's go.
And I just want him to keep going.
Appreciate that, my nigga.
Thank you, bro. All right, last story. Yo, Smooth, good looking. Yo, Chase Benjamin, y'all look out for him. 2023, new shit coming soon. Last story is going to make it fast as fuck. So I'm older than all y'all niggas, right? And y'all keep hearing my name a lot. Be serious, because I am the founder of True Fan with Fresh. My cousin, me and Fresh, we both came together on 158 St. Nicholas.
Not too far from
here. That's crazy. Where we at right now? 135th and Broadway. So 158 St. Nicholas. One day, me and Fresh was really just sitting there like, yo, we need a name. That gangbang shit ain't really what it is. We really do music, my nigga. We really do music. We don't really do that shit every day. So, I helped Diggity break his virginity. I was the nigga that got his virginity. I was the nigga.
You gotta rephrase that, bro.
You can't close the pod out with that.
Yo, leave it. Yo, we out. That shit wild, bro.
Baby, we in album mode. I'm in the zone. Ain't nothing nobody could tell me right now. It's in Diggity. Hungry. Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
I ain't
here.
Going nowhere.
Facing conflict, I'm totally honest.
Straight up.
Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
I came
she
too
want
far.
Commitment, and I ain't really with it. Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
Yes.
Gotta face it all. Can't play it small.
It don't make sense.
Can't run, won't hide, baby, I'm right here.
What?
Stand tall for everything I stand
solid.
For. Clock ticking, jot written.
Uh-huh.
Blessed to be alive, too many people not living.
Word.
And they alive, no drive, wrong shoe to fit. Scared to get their feet wet, I'm in the pool again. Ain't perfect, but I remain close. Grinding every day, I don't need your dang vote.
Nope.
They wanna break fast, complain that they can't toast. I see greatness in them, pray that they gain hope. Suit and tie like I respect the score. I'm from the X, something you should treasure more.
Yes, sir.
They say you killing it. What I need a weapon for?
Why?
If you ain't got the answer, why would I question more? Time to soul clap on fire with a stove at. Ever other throwbacks need a plate to go rap. Out the mud ain't nothing new to the soil. I'm going platinum. They got aluminum for you. Try to build. Look at what they do to destroy you. Had me convinced you a fool if you loyal. Now I'm looking in the mirror like I truly adore you.
Diggity.
Like I truly let me get adore them. You. Crunch time, they all should just call in order. Diggs are great supporter when it comes to hatred off you.
Get it off.
One time, this art will make you illustrate.
Draw.
Getting more involved, think I draw it all. I find a way on schedule just to shine today. Without a time delay, purpose on my mind today. Have it all, how big did your world have to be to be happy? See me, I'm not mad at all.
Nope.
I had nothing and worry about giving back. Tit for tat in the living room, I'm living whack. About the rebound, second chance is biggest shot. The strength is getting stronger and what you lack.
Yes, sir.
Adapt to perish, fate whisper the storm coming. Barely holding on, scratch that, I am the storm. Big dreamer, the man in the arena. Spotlight, turn the shy lights, have you seen her? I'm trying to change it all, honestly, I keep it tall. Keep it strong, I ride on Saturday, the week is gone, killing me softly, reject the healing awfully, negative energy, somebody get it off.
Switch it up.
Change the flow, concrete made the roads, painted toes, got me caught up in the bang bros, losing vision, that's what they really do to women, confusing freedom with what's truly prison. I gotta take a stand, show you measures of a man, can't be scared to fail cause you didn't plan. I'm the soda leader, sipping on ginger ale, if the mission bread, wonder if I did it well, 65 on a diploma, guess I was classless, this world would have you slaving. Trying to get your masters, we all dying for mainstream. That ain't the main thing. Rising or fall like the weather changing. Can't run, won't hide, baby. I'm right here. Facing conflict, I'm totally honest.
Straight up.
Can't run, won't hide, baby. I'm right here.
I
can't want commitment, and I ain't really with it. Can't run, won't hide, baby. I'm right here.
Yes.
Gotta face it all. Can't play it small.
It don't make sense.
Can't run, won't hide, baby. I'm right here. Stand tall for everything I stand for.